When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 24th edition. Hope everybody had a great weekend, enjoyed whatever you were doing, hopefully something fun. You had all kinds of playoff basketball, playoff hockey, and tons of baseball to keep you occupied in the sports world. We have a seven-game slate on Monday. There's four games that actually start at 6:10 p.m. Eastern time, but the main slate starts at 7:07, I believe, p.m. Eastern time. Seven-game slate, so we'll break that down for you. I am on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. You can find all my podcasts, Bench with Bubba, Bubba in the Bloom, MLB DFS Quick Hits, First Pitch Podcast, Always Pressing PGA DFS, all tweeted out there. Plus my written content at Baseball HQ, Fantasy Pros, and more importantly, Gaining the Edge Fantasy, where I also drop a daily DraftKings cheat sheet Monday through Friday, plus waiver wire columns over the weekend. And you could join the Discord for as low as $5 per month. So come check us out at patreon.com/GTEFantasy. To get all the fun stuff there. All right, let's get crack-a-lackin'. Seven-game slate for you. Let's talk some totals. White Sox, Blue Jays, 9. Marlins, Braves, 8. Yankees, Twins, 8. Tigers, Brewers, 8.5. Angels, A's, 9.5. That's a rough one. Royals, D-backs, 9.5. Cardinals, Giants, 8. Not a great pitching slate, and that's why the one, the only Spencer Strider will be chalky, just like DeGrom on Sunday. Strider is $10,900 at home against the Miami Marlins. Probably one of the better, not the best, obviously, one of the better matchups in all of baseball. I expect close to 20, if not way more than 20. He's gone over 30 twice this year. So give me all the Spencer Strider at 10-9. It's going to be super chalky and for a very good reason. Jordan Montgomery at $9,500 is a phenomenal play against the Giants. We've talked about it time and time again. The Giants, for left-handed pitching, is bad, bad, bad. Basically a 30% K rate, give or take, on the day. No power, you name it, problems for the Giants offense for left-handed pitching. Jomo's coming off an ugly outing against Arizona, one of his worst of the season by far. Prior to that, though, 6 1/3, 7 innings combined, back-to-back starts, 200 runs or less, getting the strikeouts. Ground balls are great so far this season. Love Jomo at $9,500. He should be a great play. Not sure how popular he'll be, as most will go to Spencer Strider, but I like Jomo quite a bit as well. Alex Cobb is interesting in 89 versus the Cardinals if you want. And mainly that's because the pitching is so bad on the slate. But you look at Alex Cobb at 89 as a guy that if he can get you through 5 or 6. But again, remember, they're going like every other outing, it seems like, with him. And he went deep in his last outing. So just be careful. Like, I hope eventually they just let him go flat out every time. We'll see. Maybe it starts tomorrow, on Monday, I mean. We'll see how that goes. The guy I'm curious about here is Chris Bassitt. $8,000 at home against the Chicago White Sox. He's put three pretty strong starts together and run out 6 innings or more in all 3 starts. 200 runs or less in all 3 starts, 5Ks or more in all 3 starts. And last one was against Houston, 6 1/3 shutout against the Houston Astros in Houston. That was very, very dominating. So since that opening day just disaster against the Cardinals, he's got it done in 3 straight starts because the Chicago White Sox offense that is less than good right now. So Chris Bassitt at 8K, very, very strong on this day. Brad Keller at $7,500. You can go back to that wagon if you want. He let everybody down in his last day against Texas. Texas's offense has been sneaky. Brad Keller also walked 5 in that game. You just can't be successful, period, if you're walking that many guys. Because he didn't even give up a home run. He gave up 3 hits, 5 walks, gave up 3 earned runs in 4 innings. He just didn't have control at all in that game. And maybe it's just a kind of a sign of things to come. At the same time, it could be a great bounce-back spot against the Arizona Diamondbacks, who had a big weekend. They've been playing great ball. They're leading the NL West. They have a very nice winning record. So you got that going for you. If you're the Arizona Diamondbacks, at the same time, Brad Keller at 75, especially on this slate, becomes a very interesting play. Other than that, the play that, if you just want to go full YOLO, is Tommy Henry. He's coming up to make the start in Mad Bum spot. He's like, giving up a ton of runs in the minors. Not going to say he wasn't, like, his ERA was well over 6 in the minors. but he had a 22-8 K to walk. He was striking out over a batter per inning. We know the Royals strike out a ton. Tommy Henry's $5,000. Now, I was pumping up in the Discord, the Gain of the Edge Discord on Sunday, just play Logan Allen at $5,000 and you'll be happy. And boom, goes the dynamite. Tommy Henry's no Logan Allen. I'm just going to throw that out there right now. We played Joey Lucchese for $5,400 the other day. I don't think Tommy Henry is, and he's a lefty. I don't think he's Joey Lucchese. Let's put it that way as well. But he's facing a Kansas City team that will strike out a lot. So you got that going for him. It's like if he can just limit the damage. Like, can you give me five innings and three runs and like six or seven Ks? I think that's a great line for $5,000. I think we'd be all aboard that train for $5,000. Like, if you entering Sunday, because Sunday's stats are not in here yet. But if we look at teams versus left-handed pitching, you got the Kansas City Royals, 24.5% K rate, 230 average, 158 ISO. The ISO's not horrible, but a low average, decent strikeout rate. So Tommy Henry should have his way. If you wanted a reference point, the Giants, 30.2% strike rate, 214 average. ISO's up to 121, though. That's a big start for them. But yeah, Tommy Henry, if you need to punt, he's there. I tried not to. It's going to be Strider at 10.9. Jomo at 95 is very strong. Bassett at 8K, I like a lot. Brad Keller at 75, you can go back to. And if you need to go YOLO, Tommy Henry at 5,000 is in play for you.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Let's talk about the bats on this seven-game slate. Catcher's position for you here. Salvi Perez versus the aforementioned Tommy Henry's $4,800. Salvi could be a very strong play if you're not on the Henry wagon. Going down far, though, MJ Melendez left in the third inning of the game today on Sunday with back tightness. It happened as he was jogging off the field. He was fine after the game, says it shouldn't be an issue. Maybe they give him a day's rest. Maybe they put him in the lineup for Henry. We'll see. Interesting play. I think William Contreras at $3,800 for Matt Boyd. I like that quite a bit in his matchup. But going down cheaper, Shea Langeliers is one of – we don't stack Oakland often. Today could be the day because Jose Suarez is atrocious. And, like, it's one of those, like, people are going to be playing Jose Suarez to pitch because it's just facing the A's. You just naturally do it. That's how it works. And, you know, for the most part, I don't disagree with that. We've been pretty much on that train all season, but I'll say this about the A's: 21.4% K rate, so not striking out a ton versus lefties. 254 averages in BAB, a 116 ISO, less than ideal, so not a lot of power versus lefties, which the A's are not power, period. One guy that does have power, though, is Shea Langeliers with 4 home runs already this season. I think he's very, very intriguing versus Jose Suarez at $3,100. There will be a few A's I don't mind, especially if you want to pay up for pitching. The A's can be a nice little cheap, like, three-man stack to open up everything else for you. So Langeliers at 31 is in play. Some other cheapies down here, like Danny Jansen's 3K versus Lynn. Don't hate it. Don't love it, but don't hate it. Gabriel Moreno, if you do think Brad Keller is not good, Moreno at 27 is an option for you. Matt Feiss, I doubt he gets to start with the lefty-lefty, so you should get a nice, cheap Anaheim catcher. I believe they called up, it wasn't Cuero. Okay, please forgive me on this. I'm going to look up. It just happened when they officially announced everything. It was he caught for Otani on Friday. This is really bugging me now. When you brain fart on a show, Chad Wallach. Chad Wallach was the guy I was thinking of. Sounds like he should be running someone's law firm or something, not catching. Chad Wallach's 2,600. He makes for a very good value against Waldachuk, so that could be someone to look at. Otherwise, not too much else if you go farther down the list. First base position for you, can I go Shohei if you want? He went deep on Sunday, 62. Matt Olson versus Edward Cabrera. I like Edward Cabrera. I like the improvements Edward Cabrera has made. It's always tough pitching in Atlanta. I don't care who you are. So if you want to play the Braves, go for it. I'll say this much. The Astros didn't – they found a way to, like, limit it where the Braves couldn't win you a DFS slate because they got to do a little bit but not enough. So, yeah, it's one of those type of deals. So you can go Olson at 6K if you want, or you just slide on down. Like Barito went deep again. He's 5,700 versus Lance Lynn, who has been bad. And for most of Lynn's career, he's been a reverse splits guy. Just throwing that out there. So Barito at 57, enticing. I'm on this Joey Gallo bandwagon. I wrote him up in a couple articles over the weekend. I talked about him in the Discord. The improvements he's making at the plate. We're going to talk about him on Bench with Bubba on Monday. Mike Kirlin will join me to recap Fab. But Gallo will be on the list. And he's – I'm not saying it can't go wrong anytime soon, but the improvements Gallo's making is very, very real. So it's fun to see. He's $4,300 versus Brito. Rowdy Tellez is lefty-lefty, so see if he's in the lineup, but I don't mind him versus Boyd at 42. Cheaper plays, though, below 4K. Vinny P went deep on Sunday. He's 35 versus Tommy Henry. If you're fading Jomo, Wilmer Flores is 34. That's just not a place I'm looking to plant a flag on this slate. Torkelson at 27. His underlying metrics are very strong. I'm just waiting for it to all click. It just hasn't done that yet, unfortunately. That's why he's still so cheap. But $2,700 for Torque against Ray. Not a bad play, especially in that ballpark. Nice little hitter-friendly environment there if you need it. All right, second base position for you here. Thero Estrada, fourth home run of the season on Sunday. Not sure I'm paying 55 against Jomo, but he's there. Ozzie Albies at 48. Nolan Gorman's up to $4,400. He went deep again on Sunday. The dude is just a beast. Our days of playing him for cheap are long gone, folks. I hope we enjoyed it while we could. I tried to help when we could. He's that good, and he's proving it. If you want to pay 44 versus Cobb, you can. I think there's better price point options. Like Jorge Polanco went deep on Sunday. He's $3,900 for his Brito. I like that price tag on Polanco. As he keeps hitting like he should, he's like, it's his third game off the IL. He keeps doing what he's doing. His price tag is going to be around Gorman or higher. So enjoy Polanco at 39 while you can type scenario. Like, let's pivot to the next best thing. And Polanco could be that at 39. Other than that, like Oswald Peraza at 31 versus Sonny Gray, not bad. Aledmys Diaz does like himself a lefty. He is second base, third base eligible at 3K versus Eugenio Suarez. That's not where I'm planting my flag in my stacks, but he's there at 3K if you so choose. Other than that, like Nick Gordon, maybe he gets to start. He's been so bad this season. I'd like cut him in so many leagues. It was very disappointing. He's $2,100 versus Brito if you need a super punt, but not too much down there right now. Third base position for you, Riley at 58 is fine. Chapman at 52, I like a lot. So that's a good pay-up spot. Rendon at 44, if he could ever hit, that'd be great. But he's 44 versus Waldachuk. I have zero problem fading Waldachuk again. Like a game stack, that's why the total's 9.5 in that game. And Oakland Anaheim game stack is not sexy, but it's intriguing. I'll say that. Some other guys down here, though, there's not a ton of Aledmys Diaz at 3K. Jake Berger at 29 if you're not using Bassett. Matt Duffy at 28 against Henry, not bad. Jose Miranda is down to 27 because he's been bad, but it's a good spot against Brito at 2,700. Hunter Dozier's 23 versus Henry. That's not a bad value. He's first base, third base. So you can either pay up for the big dogs at third base or punt the position. That's kind of your two options in this one. Very interesting slate. Shortstop, Bo Bichette at 57. Yes, sir. Willie Adames at 54. I like that a lot versus Boyd. Willie likes him a lefty. And I love the Bobby Witt at 51. He is crushing baseballs. I've been saying that for a few weeks. And people said he started out slow. The underlying metrics were very strong. And now he's got like 4 homers and 5 steals on the season. Everything's fine with Bobby Witt like it was going to be. He's $5,100 versus Tommy Henry. And that is a good, good price point. Below 5K, it drops like all the way to 4K quickly. You have Volpe at 38 if you'd like. It's not bad. Oswald Peraza, I mentioned him earlier, is $3,100. Zach Nato, he should be hitting batting ninth for Anaheim. He's $2,700 versus Waldichuk. So that's a potential value if you're in that Anaheim situation there. I would not play Neto as a one-off. He better be in your stack is the way I'm putting that one. So that'll do that. Outfield position for you here. Acuna just keeps stealing bases. It's bonkers. He's $6,500. Like he just does it with every aspect of the game. Yeah, Shohei, and you got Trout, 62 and 59. Shohei went deep on Sunday. Trout's gone deep, I think, in Saturday and Sunday now. He just is amazing. So 62 for Shohei, 59 for Trout. I like Trout a little more than Shohei in this one, but obviously can't go wrong with either. Hunter Renfroe is fuego right now, and he loves lefties. He is $5,100. That is a very nice point for him. And the thing is, people want to pay for Shohei and Trout, so then they drop below Renfroe because they can't afford all of them. Getting Renfroe in there somehow will differentiate your Anaheim action very quickly. Because like Taylor Ward's 49, people know that name, Taylor Ward. He leads off. Let's use Taylor Ward. Hunter Renfroe's $5,100. Nothing wrong with Ward. Hunter Renfroe's $5,100. And lowest owned most, you more often than not, maybe not tonight, more often than not than the rest of them. Christian Yelich at 49, if he's leading off, that's a good play. Check the lineups there with Boyd on the bump. Cheaper options, Corbin Carroll at 44. If you're not using Brad Keller, that's a great price tag for Carroll. Lars Newbart, if leading off at 43 versus Cobb, I like that. Make sure he's leading off. Dalton Varsho at 4K, he went deep on Sunday. If you're playing a stack with like Vladito and Chapman, Varsho at 4K as the sandwich there is the four hitter. Is a very, very nice play, especially at $4,000. Cheaper than 4K now. You got Burleson at 37, only if you're going crazy in St. Louis. I'm not looking to go crazy on Cobb. Trevor Larnach at 36 versus Brito is not bad. Same with Max Kepler at 35. Kepler probably leading off. Larnach probably hitting fourth. So you got a couple nice spots there. Brent Rooker, this is a Brent Rooker game, folks. He is a big, big masher, hitting like fourth for Oakland versus lefties. He's $3,400 for Suarez. It's a good game to use Brent Rooker at if you're using some A's. So that'd be part of my look if I'm stacking to save money in Oakland. A couple others for you, though, when you get below 3K now. I'm just trying not to pass. Like Estereo Ruiz at $2,900 leading off. I like that a lot. He's hitting close to 300 on the season. So he's a guy to keep in mind in your Oakland stacks. I don't really like much else right out the gate here. There will be more, obviously, when we see lineups on Monday. But at first glance, nothing's like, oh, I got to play these guys. There's nothing that stands out. But I will say, so just to make it easy, if you're playing an Oakland stack, if you're doing like a three-man Oakland stack to save money, Ruiz, Langoliers, Rooker is where I'm looking. Now, my lineups can change. You might even get to throw somebody else in there, mix and match some things. Like Ruiz is 29, Rooker's 34, Langoliers is 31. That opens up so many things. It allows you to pay 10-9, the top pitcher of the slate, Spencer Strider, followed by Jomo at 95, Bassett at 8,000, Keller at 75, and you could punt with Tommy Henry if you want. So those are your pitchers on the slate, Strider, Montgomery, Bassett, Brad Keller, and Tommy Henry. So the A stack opens up a lot. I like a Toronto Blue Jay stack, especially that Vladito, Varsho, Chapman little mid part there. I know it's expensive. Again, Oakland Athletics makes these things happen. Some other guys, Milwaukee versus Boyd is always on the table here. So you can look that direction. Maybe Luke Voigt. I didn't even mention him. With Boyd on the bump, Voigt could be a nice little cheapie here at $2,500. So he's another guy to look at in that scenario. Some other stacks. I like Oakland, and I like the Angel side, obviously, with Trout, Otani, Renfroe, Ward. You just go down the list. Neto's cheap. You got Rendon if he ever gets his head on his ass. Urshela. Tons of options at Anaheim. The KC-Arizona game is the really interesting one. Like, do you believe in Brad Keller, or do you stack Arizona, who's been swinging it good? That could be a fun way to go. There's some cheapies there, too. Do you go KC straight up against Tom Henry? Kind of like that, too. It is a KC offense. It's kind of bleh, but and you have to pay up for the wits and the salvies of the world. But it's interesting. I just don't think Tommy Henry's that good. So the main things I'm looking at here, the Oakland-LA game you want to focus on is a 9.5 total for a reason. I like Toronto. I like Milwaukee. The KC-Arizona game has my full attention right now. And I'm looking forward to seeing lineups to make that attention hopefully get cleared up just a bit. That'll do it, folks. 7 games on your Monday. Hope we get the week started off in a big way for you. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentrick, BDENTREK. Give the podcast a rate review on iTunes. If you're watching on YouTube, the old thumbs up, subscribe button, all that fun stuff. But come join us at Gaining the Edge Fantasy, patreon.com/GTFantasy to get all the goodies there as well. But that'll do it. This was your MLB DFS Quick Hits, Monday, April 24th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.